One of the continued struggles in New York City and New York State has been the fight over the minimum wage. Legislators are redoubling efforts to raise it from $8 an hour to $10.10 an hour. A big change would be for the state to let New York City, where the cost of living is highest in the state, and other local governments to set their own minimum wage. State Senate Democrats say they're counting on Cuomo's support. The proposal includes automatic wage increases tied to inflation, and local governments would be empowered to set minimums up to 30% higher than the statewide figure. Cuomo had criticized the idea of local minimum wages, but on Saturday he said he'd back the proposal and other liberal priorities. In exchange, his re-election bid was endorsed by the left-leaning Working Families Party. Meanwhile, the New York State Senate Labor Committee held a public hearing in Albany on the minimum wage. Chair of the Labor Committee, Senator Diane Savino, said public welfare policies meant to prevent families from falling into poverty are actually aiding the big box stores and the fast food chains.
Somehow we have got to stop, you know, sending a message to the Walmarts and the large corporations that it's okay to pay your workers the lowest rate that you have to because the government is going to make up the difference. That's a policy that we need to do.
Ken Jacobs is chair of the Labor Center at UC Berkeley. He's questioned by Senator Daniel Squadron.
Over 50% of fast food workers receive some sort of public assistance. And that's true not just for part-time workers, but it's true for full-time workers as well. So when you look across the board, there is some very significant public support for the low-wage workforce in terms of food stamps, Medicaid.
So if you're making like $16,000 a year and you have a child, who's paying your health costs?
The public.
Okay. And what about food stamps, food subsidies?
Taxpayers, yeah.
Okay. And public. If you're not able to maintain your home in New York City because $16,000 a year, it's not possible to pay rent anywhere, and you do end up in shelter, who pays the shelter costs?
The public. And you're seeing a majority of people in homeless shelters now working.
Michael Kink is executive director of the Strong for All Coalition.
Right. Sorry, what's that? Majority of people in homeless shelters today have jobs.
Right. And there have been several reports by the Coalition for the Homeless about how the demographics of the homeless population include large, large numbers of low-wage workers.
And low-wage workers don't feel good about having their pay subsidized by the government. Some say it's humiliating, but they can't make ends meet. That's why some of them went to Albany to share their stories with the Senate Labor Committee.
I just recently started making the $8. I was making $7.75 and then just recently made the $8. It's very tough.
Whitney Charles is a cashier in New York City with Yum Brands, Taco Bell's parent company. She's been working as a fast food worker for 3 years.
Metro cards and other basic necessities, it's like I'm spending a lot a month, so it's like about $800 a month to $900 a month. So with what I'm getting, $8 an hour, it's not enough to pay for everything. So I find myself making sacrifices. Like, for example, last week I had to choose between, you know, buying a Metro card. You know, I couldn't buy the Metro card, so I had to ask some of my coworkers, you know, can I get a swipe? So it's very hard. It's very, you know, as a New Yorker, passing the local wage bill would be incredible. It would make a difference, a huge difference.
And it would make a huge difference for Frankie Tisdale. He's a 26-year-old college graduate working as a KFC fast food low-wage worker, a dad from Brooklyn with two kids to support on $8 an hour. Less than $10,000 a year.
It's hard for me to provide shelter for my family. I live with my father, where sometimes I bring home less than $175 a week. I also have to provide for government assistance to feed my family, which is limited because they have a status quo on how much I could get to feed my family. My kids is growing. It's hard for me to support them, like buy school supplies and clothing for them to like progress in their education. And I feel I sacrifice everything and put so much into working for so little.
Tisdale says the low pay and what he's going through is demeaning to him as a man.
Like having a family, like I can't like support them properly, and then also teach my kids a valuable lesson, like why work an honest living and get paid so little when you could go another route, make fast money, and risk like getting in trouble and going to jail. So that's another thing. Like, minimum wage really does nothing for black communities, and that's why crime is so high. I'm here to, like, maybe we could get something better out of honest day living.
The hearing before the Senate Labor Committee followed Governor Cuomo announcing his support for letting cities and counties raise the minimum wage up to 30% above the state level. And a recent small business majority poll found 2/3 of New York small business owners support letting localities set a higher minimum wage, which will create an economic domino effect. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.